On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian talk about NFL nonsense, Big Bang bullshit, and cartoon character cancel culture. You're not going to want to miss it.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
.com. Don't forget that, because if you just put in B3T Sports in the search bar, that won't take us to your website. That's not going to do it.
No, it won't. I mean, it might take you there through Google.
Depending on the browser, that's a great point, Andrew. Depending on what browser you have, like maybe Chrome.
Don't use Bing.
Don't use Bing. Well, no, that's not a browser. That's a search engine. Those are two completely different things.
Does Bing not have its own browser?
If it does, I don't know what it is, and I'm sure 99.99% of the population can also not know what the name is.
Yeah, that was very well said.
Thank you. That is why I have a podcast.
How's it going? Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. It doesn't feel like a Monday, though, does it? Is that just me?
It does to me.
It does? For real?
Oh, yeah, it does for me.
How was your date, Andrew? Let's get right into it.
Oh, it was wonderful.
The people want to know.
Apparently they do. It was good. The bigger thing, though, is that they mentioned the movie Snowpiercer on the date. They said, have you ever seen this movie? And I had to go, no, but I've apparently been told I have to watch it.
Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Why not?
But I thought it was very... I haven't had time.
You've had plenty of time. How many...
My car was in the shop. I was in Des Moines for the weekend. I have so much shit happening to me. Tonight I went and got the backup car.
Yeah, well, all of us aren't rich, so we have backup cars. If my car gets sent to the shop, that's it. I don't have a fucking backup car.
Yeah, well, both your cars aren't 2007, so.
Yeah, I guess both my cars' combined mileage isn't north of 350,000.
So, I mean, you got that going for you, luckily.
Okay, so we actually have a lot to talk about. Some in the world of sports, some outside the world of sports.
Of course.
I know what topic you're going to want to talk about first. I do.
Yeah, so...
So just fucking talk about it. Go ahead, talk about it.
All right, so the fact that Russell Wilson is so quiet makes me nervous.
Dude, if you're a Bears fan, how big of blue balls do you have just waiting for fucking news? Just refreshing the Twitter feed. Just please, for the love of God.
Just a crumb, sir.
Please, because they're in purgatory right now. All Bears fans, if you're a true Bears fan, you are living in a purgatory hell, because I don't know who your quarterback is next year. Some are saying Nick Foles. Some are saying it's Mitch. Either
if it's
way,
Nick Foles, I'll kill myself.
Either way, it doesn't fucking matter. You're both quarterbacks are gonna get you an 8-8 record again this season, and maybe, just maybe, you're lucky enough to slide into the playoffs again, like you did last year, only to get ass blasted by whatever team awaits you.
Any team that awaits you. Here's my question:
they need a quarterback, and you know what? Russell Wilson could be the true. Could be. I mean, Russell Wilson could
be the savior.
Yeah, he could be.
Well, okay. So here, this is interesting. We were talking about this in the a variation of this in the B3T Sports Slack channel. So I was asked if I would rather have Alex Smith or Jameis Winston on the Panthers. I answered that I would rather have Alex Smith. But the free agent QB is like those two guys. And you are looking at Mitch Trubisky like as an option, or possibly Russ. Obviously, you want Russ if you're the Bears. But are you taking Alex Smith or Jameis over Mitch?
I would 100% take both of those players over Mitch Trubisky. Not even, I don't even think about it. I hammer both those players. Alex Smith, I know he's 36 and he's got one leg.
That's not even that old.
Well, that is true. In today's NFL, that's not that old. He also has one leg, so you're always kind of
that's
holding your breath when he's in the pocket.
That's a low number of legs.
Jameis Winston is one is the only quarterback in the 30 for 30 club. 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. LASIK. He did. That's also good. That's,
I don't know
that's
if you're aware
pro.
Of that.
Yeah, no, I did know. He has real eyes now, so maybe that'll help him kind of even out that, or I guess not even out that ratio, but have the touchdowns, have those interceptions go down.
To even it out?
Well, evening out is actually what he did. He evened out the ratio. It's 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions in a season.
I think he had over 30 touchdowns. Like he had 30 something, but the 30 interceptions is atrocious.
Whatever. It's so not crazy. As fun to say. 30 for 30. 30 for 30.
Why would you take them both?
Hold on, would you take Mitch?
No, I would not take Mitch. Would you take them over Foles?
Yeah, absolutely. Both of those quarterbacks are purgatory. Both of those quarterbacks are purgatory. And I'm not saying Alex Smith is so much better or Jameis Winston is so much better, but at least they're is potential there, right? Like if Alex Smith stays healthy, that's potential. And Alex Smith is a veteran, you know, all pro quarterback back in the day. If you bring someone in, we talked a little bit about this last podcast. If you bring a young buck in, okay, he's going to be a great mentor. Okay. So there are positives for Alex Smith. And same with Jameis. Honestly, Jameis has obviously his flaws that he can't see.
Yes.
He can't see. We just talked about it. He can't fucking see. You give him some LASIK. You give him a fresh start. Both of those quarterbacks have way more upside than either of the Chicago purgatory quarterbacks.
The Bears have to franchise tag Allen Robinson, right?
I don't know. Aren't they saying that he is looking to be traded or looking somewhere else?
So he is technically, he is a free agent right now, but they could tag him.
Okay.
They could franchise tag him.
But why would they have to, if he doesn't want to stay there?
Why? Because then they could trade him.
Mm.
But if they could convince him to play, I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, what would they use that franchise tag on? Now, what about if this won't happen, but would you want Taysom Hill over Mitch Trubisky?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Taysom Hill actually was good this season with Drew Brees out.
He was okay.
I mean, they won games, right? So that's all I fucking care about.
Yeah. Okay. But okay, winning game. That's not always.
Okay. Go back and look at his stats, Andrew. Go back and look at his stats.
They're fine. He doesn't really. I don't think he threw. I think he threw one touchdown.
Quarterback.
Threw one touchdown.
It doesn't matter if he's running
It does matter.
Andrew, shut the fuck up. If he's running three touchdowns in a game, it does not fucking matter. It doesn't. I don't care what you say. If he runs in a touchdown or he passes a touchdown, it is the same fucking thing. They're both worth 6 points. Who fucking cares?
Sure, they're both worth 6 points.
And as someone who's
points.
A fan of Cam Newton, why would you care if Cam Newton's going to throw the ball into the end zone or run the ball into the end zone? Why does it fucking matter?
Because it says what kind of quarterback they are. That's what it's all about. It's the type of quarterback they are. And that is important. And you could ask anybody if that's important. They're going to tell you it is.
It's important for the longevity of the player's career. Not it's necessarily. Even, no.
You
know,
it's more important about what you can do with an offense, too.
So you're saying, okay, so we've talked about Lamar Jackson a bajillion fucking times on this podcast because
yeah,
I'm a huge Ravens fan. Are you saying that the fact that he's a more of a running quarterback than, you know, let's say Mitch Trubisky or anybody else that just fucking sits in the pocket and throws the ball away, you're somehow saying that the fact that Lamar Jackson rushes touchdowns is somehow not as important if he doesn't pass?
I'm saying that any quarterback who is limited by their passing ability has issues, and that is a fact.
Yeah, but that's not what we said. I said if
that is what I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about right now. You're saying that, it is Monday. I could tell you right now. It's
Andrew,
Monday.
I know it's hard, but I need you to listen and I need you to calm down. We were talking about Taysom Hill. And if he runs into the end zone or if he throws the ball into the end zone, it doesn't matter if they're both the same result. That's what I'm saying. Now, if you were to say Taysom
Hill. Yeah, I mean, on a one-to-one basis, yeah, if they're on the one-yard line, he throws a touchdown and he runs a touchdown in versus throwing one, yeah, you're going to get 6 points. But I'm telling you that if you don't have the ability to make certain throws, it limits what your offense as a whole can do. And that's what I am telling you.
That's not what we were talking about, though.
That is what I'm talking about. Because I'm asking you who you would rather have, a certain quarterback over another quarterback. And you're saying it doesn't matter, but you would want him because he is able to do it all. But he's not able to do it all. He's just able to run touchdowns. And I said he threw one touchdown pass. You said it didn't matter. It does matter.
He threw one touch. Just let's go back to that statement real quick. You said he threw one touchdown pass. What do you mean
he threw? In the three-game span that he played, I'm pretty sure he only threw one touchdown pass.
Okay. First off, there's no way that's true. And I'm going to have to fact check you on it. There's no way that's true.
If it's true, if you're so certain, if it's true, you have to buy me a Top Shot pack.
The premium?
Nah, you buy me the $9.
Okay, fine. I'll buy. Well, hold on. What do I get if I win? Because the
I don't know. I'm always wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's exactly what I'm saying, Andrew.
Nah, I'm pretty sure I'm right here, though.
You think he had one touchdown pass?
Pretty sure he did.
He had 8 touchdown passes in. No, he didn't. Wait. He had, why does it fucking say rushing? God damn it. Okay, passing. He had Oh my God. Why is Pro Football Reference not showing touchdowns?
Because I think he's a running back.
I mean, he's a tight end, but.
By the way, that was a huge fantasy thing last year. I know we talked about it obviously at the time, but that was so great.
Okay, so He had 4 touchdowns last season.
Total?
He threw.
Sure, but were they... I'm talking about the 3 games that he started.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it because Pro Football Reference is the first fucking website that comes up, and it shouldn't be if they're not going to have my fucking answer.
They show you the fucking whole thing, not just the... While you look that up, I'll vamp a little bit. And by vamp, I mean just be really sad.
What the fuck does vamp mean?
Well, you vamp, you know, you're going to ad lib. I'm going to fill the empty space. What do you mean? You've never heard that before?
What are you going to say?
Nothing. I'm just sad to be a Panthers fan.
Why?
Because Casey, writer for B3T Sports, also brought up in the same conversation of the Alex Smith and the Jameis Winston question. He's like, well, you know, you're gonna have to get somebody if you're getting rid of Teddy and you're not gonna get Deshaun. And then I thought, we might not get Deshaun. So now I'm sitting here thinking, who the hell would we run as our quarterback? And I don't like anybody who's available. Maybe Fitzmagic for a single year contract.
I saw a rumor, and I don't know if this is real. It could just be a fever dream. Did Fitz retire?
No, there are rumors that he retired, but he has come out and said he would like to play in the 2021 season.
Okay. Hold on. It's looking.
Oh, we're getting somewhere?
He had 2 passing touchdowns in week 14 against the Eagles.
Is that all?
He had 3. It looks like he had 3 rushing touchdowns against Kansas City in week 15. In Minnesota in week 16 and against Carolina in week 17. Week 14, he had 2 passing touchdowns.
Damn it. So he had 2, not 1. I owe you a Top Shot pack.
I guess so. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, whatever. That's still, but like I said, he played 4 games. He threw 2 touchdown passes. Because again, I don't know what's worse, 1 in 3 games or 2 in 4 games. But
let's just take a look. And it looks like he only had 2 interceptions.
He wasn't. I'm not sitting here debating on the topic of Taysom being a horrible quarterback. I think he would make career backup 100% without a doubt based on what he did. And that again is not necessarily the point I'm trying to make. I'm just saying that any quarterback who runs first, passes second because they can't pass. is different than a guy who runs first like Lamar, who can pass but just doesn't, because that's not his that's not his bread and butter, right? It limits your offense and it makes things harder for everyone who's trying to run plays and try to organize the way your offense runs.
So let's go back to your original question that exploded this volcano of a conversation. Would you rather have Taysom Hill or Mitch Trubisky?
And I think I'd still take Taysom Hill, but I was just curious.
I think that's the right answer.
I mean, Mitch just makes me so upset, but I also don't know if it's Mitch's fault. Is it Nagy's fault?
I think it's a combination of everything. I don't think it's one person.
Now here, if somebody said to you, you could get rid of Mitch or Nagy, who are you getting rid of?
Nagy. I hate his play calling, and that infects everybody. That infects everybody, because here's the problem. If you replace, let's say, Russell Wilson, dream situation for Chicagoans, Russell Wilson comes to the Bears, okay? If you still have fucking Nagy as the play caller, you're just going to get so frustrated, because you're still going to have that fucking problem, that root, that infection in the team. And that's going to be Matt Nagy. It doesn't matter if you got a new tooth. If you didn't get the infection in the gums, that tooth is still going to be fucking decaying, because Matt Nagy is a terrible, terrible play caller.
Oh, man. Okay, so while we're on the topic of quarterbacks, other news, Dak Prescott got the bag.
This is what I thought you were going to start the episode with.
I know it is. That's why I went in a different direction. 160 mil over 4 years. I want to say like 126 is guaranteed.
On the money. Good for Dak. Cowboys are just spending all of their cap space. How do they even have cap space, actually? With Zeke and Amari Cooper and now Dak, how do they have cap space?
Zeke's contract is massive, but don't forget it's spread out to like 2027. So, I mean, they're really not paying that much per year.
That is true. That's true.
They really have suffered signing people on defense. That's been their big struggle. But, I mean, everyone's already, I think, locked up. The only people who aren't necessarily tied down is CeeDee Lamb, who is on a rookie deal. If you look at this on paper, you got Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, Zeke Elliott with Tony Pollard, Dak, and you had Blake Jarwin, who was a very athletic tight end who tore his ACL game one last year. So he didn't even get to play. If he comes back at anything that we were expecting, I think their offense could be just as strong as it was with Dak last year.
So
their defense still needs a lot of work.
Their defense does need a lot of work, because they let up so many points in the 2020 season. Will the Cowboys, if you had to bet right now, will the Cowboys win their division next year?
Win their division? I would not.
It's such a shitty division.
Because you're saying, I would bet.
If you're saying not the Cowboys, then who?
Washington football team. It's got to be Washington football team, right?
Well, who's going to be their quarterback?
Taylor Heineke signed a 2-year deal.
Wow. So he's going to be the starter. Wow, good for him.
Well, I don't know if he'll be the starter, but he's on contract. So.
Well, Alex Smith probably isn't going to be there, right?
No, I think they've released
him. Right, so they released him. Dwayne Haskins was cut last year, but he was released by the
team. He actually he's been signed by the Steelers, I believe.
Oh, as a backup. Yeah, I did see that, actually. It's got to be Heineke then, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are some free agent QBs. I mean, Fitzpatrick could go there. Cam technically doesn't have a spot right now.
You free agent.
I'm rich.
You free agent.
I'm rich. Where's your dad? Let's see. Are there any other quarterbacks who are free agents out there? I think the Niners need to figure something out. They need to move on from Jimmy G. Do you think Jimmy G's good at all?
I mean, the year that they went to the Super Bowl, so 2019, he wasn't bad. And he's been dealing with injuries. And he's more of a, what do you call it? not a
check down.
Yeah, yeah, like a check down.
Game manager.
Game manager. That's the word I'm looking for. He's more of a game manager.
Phil Rivers.
Not. I mean, I don't think he can sling it as young Phil. Young Phil could sling it. Old Phil threw like a girl and had no range, but young Phil could sling the football. I think Jimmy G is more of a game manager, check downs, exactly. He seems smart. He seems like he can actually like control the game sometimes, and he's not going to be the guy that's going to save you with his arm. That's for sure.
Jimmy Handsome.
He's very, very good looking. Definitely the best looking quarterback in the NFL. Hands down.
Well, wait a second. Let me think on that. I don't know, dude. 2 years ago when Ryan Fitzpatrick came out in that sweatsuit with the three buttons on the top undone, he had all that chest hair flowing out.
He's got swagger. Listen, there are people who have swagger like Fitzpatrick. Gardner Minshew obviously has swagger.
Oh, the jorts.
Right? But they're not like super good looking.
You know, where would you want Gardner Minshew to land? I think he's still on contract with the Jags. He'll probably be their backup because they're going to take Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Where would you want him to go that you think that he... Because I think that he should get a shot at a team that actually wants to build around him and let him play football. He did not get that in Jacksonville.
That's a good point. Now, here's something that could be crazy. Gardner to Chicago.
That's... I do not think him and Matt Nagy would mix. I think that's oil and water.
I mean, or Gardner in San Francisco if they can't figure out the Jimmy G situation.
I want Gardner to the Giants.
I like Danny Dimes.
No. Why do you like Danny Dimes?
I think he's got potential. I really do.
Dude can't even run 100 yards.
I know. That was... I love... If I could get... I think I said this last episode... or one of the episodes, if I could get a top shot highlight in the NFL, I would choose run and like the butt fumble. Those are my top two. I would corner the market on just hilarious blooper highlights.
Sports bloopers. That's actually kind of funny.
That and the Mile High Miracle.
That's an interesting
one. In the 2012 season when we went to the Super Bowl and won.
Sure. I think for me, some of the best moments that I could think of that I would want if NFL did Top Shot, I would want the Julian Edelman catch in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the one that almost hit the ground and he barely managed to keep it up.
I would want...
The Odell Beckham catch would be prime.
Oh, that would be fucking prime.
That would probably be the best. I would imagine that one being the top tier highlight is the Odell
there
Beckham.
There would be... That probably would be. It'd be a definitely top five. Marshawn Lynch's beast quake against the Saints.
What's That'd his name on one. The Bengals? Did that flip into the end zone and NFL like puts it on a highlight reel for their commercials every year?
Is it Chad Ochocinco?
No, I can't remember his name, but look it up. He does. I mean, you had to have seen this because the NFL puts it in all their commercials. He literally does. He gets hit in midair and does a flip and lands on his feet in the end zone.
Cam has one of those too, actually, that they use whenever it's the NFC South promos. Those shots are always so fucking cool.
I have another one. I have another one.
Oh.
Malcolm Butler interception, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I think that one is like...
That probably is going to be the best defensive play. I'm trying to think of like defensive plays. That one probably is the number one defensive play.
Best defensive play. That off the top of my head, yeah, that's definitely...
Throw in like... this is way back in the time machine, but Ed Reed had like 109 yards.
It was back at the
end zone against the Eagles way back in the day. It was 108 or 109 touchdown pick six
from our own end zone. There's a mic'd up of that, and the coach at the time was like, Reed caught it, and the coach was like, go down, Reed, go down.
He never goes down.
Go, Reed, go.
That's what I loved about Ed Reed, man. He never went down. Even in like situations where it kind of fucked us and we lost a bunch of yards, sometimes
that swagger.
Sometimes
baby.
It worked. Sometimes it worked.
Oh man, yeah. And then Nick Chubb had a 99-yard run. That would probably be a decent top shot. I think that's a record. I mean, like, you can't get more than.
Well, what's his name? Ronald Jones also had a fucking electric run this past season. 99, 98?
I think it was 97. But I remember. I do recall. Yeah. Chris McCaffrey, obviously, great highlights. I know exactly which top shot I would want for sure. 3 years ago, Antonio Brown, Big Ben, they'd fake spike it for a touchdown. That was so great. I remember watching that live. It was so sick to watch.
Antonio Brown kicking the punter on the return.
Or the juju hit on Vontaze Perfect. Give me that top shot.
Oh, man. Or the Greg Jennings broke his fucking leg and hobbles to the end zone and beats Darren Sharpe, the hottest hitting safety in the league.
I now I'm just thinking, like, I would love the Joe Montana and the Alex Smith leg breaks. I could package them.
You could really, yeah, you could just like take
or a niche. Joe Montana, the Joe Theismann, sorry.
Yeah, Taylor Lawrence. Lawrence Taylor. Yep. Lawrence Taylor. Who we talked about last episode, and we didn't mention, allegedly, he's a sex offender. Did you know this?
That's not funny. I'm not laughing at that, but I just cannot believe that that is what you were going to say. I thought you were going to say, like, allegedly, he owns a hot dog stand or something.
No. But I wouldn't start with the word allegedly if it was to follow a hot dog stand. If I was to say,
I mean, I think that's some of the most appropriate times to use, like, allegedly, because who cares?
Right. No, this is very much allegedly. I saw it on Wikipedia when I looked him up, because I think I said last episode he was on the Detroit Lions. You had no idea let's say you had no idea what team.
Sure.
LT played for. Okay. I thought it was the Lions. It was actually the Giants.
Ah, you're right. It was the Giants.
We are bad fans.
I'm not a fan of the Giants. They can fuck off.
Danny Dimes.
Danny dumb shit. All right. What else we got to talk about here? We talked a lot about just QB bullshit.
Okay, so we have the NBA All-Star Game.
We do. Okay, I don't know if you are following the highlights from it at all, like on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, but first of all, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid couldn't play.
Really? I completely skipped this one. I did.
They couldn't play because they saw the same barber who was apparently in contact with somebody with COVID, so they were pulled from the game.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That sucks. Yeah,
and it was, and KD is hurt, so KD didn't play either. I mean, it was kind of a slaughter. Team LeBron won by 20 points.
Okay, so you looked up the score since last time we talked.
Yeah, it was like 170 to 150, I want to say.
Because I asked you earlier today, and you said, I have fucking no clue who won.
No, because all I'm seeing, here's what I was going to say, though. The only highlights that are being shown, it's a bunch of people going, look at LeBron playing with Steph. It was like it was meant to be. And they're like, it would be the most dynamic duo since Shaq and Kobe. And I'm like, these two will never play together, most likely. Like, it will probably never happen.
Oh, man. Fucking Johnny Walks is messaging. When does the pod record? I guess he wants to call into the bath line. It's too late, Johnny. Just look, you can even text into the bath line. You can text now. Okay, we're accepting text messages into the bath line.
Well, he wants to call into the bath line?
Yeah, he wants to call in.
Well, he should.
Well, it's too late. I'm not like... We're already have him
call right now. We'll do it live.
I don't think we can do that. I don't think I have it set up that way, because it goes straight to voicemail.
Motherfucker.
But if you're a listener and you want to call or text, texting is way more convenient. We'll read your text on air. The number is 312-600-5460. So text in. You can say whatever the fuck you want, and we'll read it on air.
We sure will.
NBA All-Star Game. I didn't watch it. Team LeBron murders.
I didn't either, but if you want, I can look up box score. We could see who played the best.
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
Well, now I have to know. I have to know how many points LeBron got.
Okay, well, while you do that.
Oh, Giannis was named MVP. Good for him. He needs another one of those.
While you do that, have you been following the news?
About what?
Well, if you weren't watching the NBA All-Star game last night, there is a chance you might have been watching an interview with a certain excommunicated royal family.
Oh, I did hear about some of this.
Okay.
It was with Meghan Markle and the Prince, right?
Yes, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Harry is, yeah, I think his name's Harry. There's William and Harry. Listen, I don't give a fuck about the Brits except for fuck the Brits because we won the Revolutionary War. That was the whole point.
That's true.
That's literally the whole point of winning the war and separating ourselves from those fucking tea drinkers. I don't care. That being said, I live for the drama, as we all do in life. And Meghan was spilling the fucking tea. And as someone who hates the Brits, I would love to just watch and hear their whole establishment crumble because they're, you know, racist or they're just fucking assholes. And that's what Meghan was doing. That's what Meghan was doing last night.
What were some of the things that were like notable?
So the biggest thing, it was with Oprah. Oprah was interviewing Meghan, and then Harry came in, and then Oprah was interviewing the both of them. The biggest one was Meghan was saying there were members inside the royal family who were concerned and asking about how dark the child's skin color would be when it was born, like Meghan's kid.
Well, that will be a problem.
That's a big problem. That's a big problem. That's not a problem for. I'm not saying the skin color is the problem.
Oh, whoa, come on now.
No, I'm just making sure. Look, you have to be very clear with what you say. Everyone's getting canceled these days. So
that's true.
I'm saying it doesn't matter the color of the skin. It's a very big deal that a member of the family, this fucking, you know, monarch that's existed for generations.
That has no power, although they're rich, I guess.
Oh, they have power because they have money. If you have money, you have power.
Well, sure. But I'm saying you have no direct line of political
power. I mean, that's what they say.
You have political influence.
But look, I don't know British politics. For the same reason that we won the Revolutionary War, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I don't watch The Crown. I don't care about, you know.
Dude, everyone says The Crown is great.
Holly watches The Crown. I do not.
Does she say it's great?
Yeah, she loves it. She fucking loves the Brits. She's a fucking Benedict Arnold. Holly's a Benedict Arnold.
Interesting.
Yes. What was I saying? So yeah, that was a big deal.
You're saying the color of the skin
was
an issue.
Big no-no. Oprah asked Harry, who was it? Like, who was asking about the color of the baby's skin? And Harry was like, I'm going to the grave with that secret. Like, I'm not fucking
it was
saying.
Him. He's like, I'm so confused, honey, but what color skin will our baby have?
Will he have my red hair?
And your eyes and your skin.
He has his mother's eyes. That's the only thing the Brits have produced of any value.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, is Harry Potter. I fucking love Harry Potter. So yeah, that was a big deal. Meghan said she was suicidal because she just felt so alone and isolated inside the family, and apparently they weren't giving her protection. I was like half listening to this, by the way. I was on my phone. Holly was the one listening to it, so there's a good chance that what I'm saying is wrong, and so for that reason, I'm going to say allegedly. Meghan allegedly wanted to take her own life because she was feeling so out of place.
Sounds a little dramatic for a rich person.
she couldn't get the help that she needed from the royal family. These people that literally have everything and all this money and power, she wasn't able to, I guess, seek help because it would look bad. You know, it would
not gonna lie. Whole thing sounds awful.
It does. And Harry came on after Meghan and they were together and he was just like, I feel free. Like Meghan and I are free. We were trapped and now we're free. My brother, my dad, they're all trapped. Like, they're still trapped. And I was like, who's the ringleader? And you would think that it's
gotta be Granny.
Well, okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was gonna be Queen Elizabeth, right? Because she's at the very top. Well, he said that he loves his grandmother and he's had like the best relationship with her in, like, this is the best relationship he's had with the queen his entire life. So I'm thinking, well, how can that be? If you're having such a great relationship with the queen and she's at the very top of this whole thing, then who's the one trapping people? I don't understand.
To be completely honest, probably is just a combination of, like, the royal family doesn't do anything. They are tabloid. They're the Kardashians of the tea drinkers.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
You know, so, I mean, they're news, but they don't do anything, and they've got a bunch of money. So they're under a microscope 24/7. Everything they do is scrutinized. Again, boo-hoo. They have everything they could ever want. They don't have to work ever, like, and they never will, anyone in that family. But here's a thing that I'm curious about. How much money do you think that Meghan and him got, saved and stashed away before they left?
So they... This was also talked about in the interview. Harry said that they were cut off from, like, protection, right, and money and everything, which really sucks, especially since, like, you can't unbecome, like, a public figure, right? Like, now that they're in the public light and Harry's been his whole life, like, that's just going to be his life for the rest of his life. So he can't afford security and all this other stuff. But what happened was his mother, the great Princess Diana, the same Princess Diana that died in that car accident back in mm-hmm. the 90s, I think, she left Harry with some wealth. So,
sure, yeah.
So, you know, like a safety blanket. So, and he thinks it's because she foresaw all this coming.
You know what I am excited for? I'm waiting for the plot twist when Granny dies and in her will leaves everything to Meghan and Harry.
That would be wild.
And Meghan becomes the queen in this awesome rewrite.
And then, yeah, and then they make like 14 seasons of The Crown about it.
Oh my God. Yes, it writes itself.
Well, that's what people were saying, is like, this show writes itself. They have so much content, this show. And I'm pretty sure Harry and Meghan have signed deals with Netflix. Multi-million dollar deals, so they're well taken care of.
Megan could go back to acting now. Yeah, if she really wants.
She really could.
She couldn't before. I used to watch the show Suits on USA, and she and I liked the show, and I thought she was good in it. So, yes. Speaking of
Meghan Markle,
I finished The Big Bang Theory.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's all done.
I promised our listeners that I would give you, I'd have to cap this conversation at 5 minutes. So
okay.
I'm looking at my watch.
We're not going to need it.
Hold on. Looking at my watch right now. You have 5 minutes to tell us how the entire season of, or the entire series of Big Bang went.
Okay. It's fine. There are parts that are funny. There are parts that are not funny. The laugh track leaves a lot of pausing. There are seasons I liked better. There are storylines I liked better than others. I was talking to somebody else about it, and they said something that really resonated with me, and they said it was the best they could do on a Tuesday at like 6 p.m., and it was at their time slot or whatever it was, and it's just fine.
It's now, just I do fine. Have, so 5 out of 10?
I do have to... Yeah. Maybe 6 out of 10 if it's your cup of tea.
Don't do that.
I think that the most crazy thing about it, and good for the actors, is that, you know, like, they're gonna eat forever because of that.
Oh,
the show, it's very popular. They're gonna run syndication on it. Like, the people, like David Schwimmer is probably still raking in Friends money. I know Seinfeld is.
Seinfeld and Friends and The Office, all those people are just raking it in because of the syndication. Yep.
Now, I mean, and that's the dream. You want to be on a TV show that runs a long time. That it's just, I don't know. I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't subject it onto anyone because at the end, it was like, imagine you just ate Thanksgiving and somebody's still trying to feed you pie. That's what it was like.
Oh my God, dude. I can't believe it. How many seasons were there? Like 13?
12.
Jesus Christ.
12. I think there's about 18. And there's a minimum of like 18 episodes a season.
Kill me. Just kill me.
So, I mean, it wasn't fun. It started off funny because like it was a meme, you know, and like I liked talking about it on the podcast going like, because I analyzed a lot of it, but I knew everything I needed to know by season eight. The last four seasons were not. Well, I mean, up until season eight, there were still some new characters being introduced and some new storylines. And it's like any sitcom, right, where you get connected with the characters because you've been watching them. So like, you know, if a person's parent dies, oh, I feel bad for the character. But I never saw it and thought, like, not once, that this is innovative, captivating television. It is the fast food of TV. It was not great. It's passable.
Who was your favorite? Who was your favorite character in the entire series? Who is Howard?
Howard is the guy with the bowl cut, the engineer who is Jewish.
Okay.
He's funny because he's mean to everybody.
Who's the one that's not that smart or is just average?
Because
aren't they all geniuses? Aren't they all geniuses?
So there is Sheldon, who is the main, you know what I mean? He's the main guy.
We all know Sheldon.
You all know Sheldon. If you want to watch it, you can watch Young Sheldon. Won't be doing that.
Don't do that. Don't say that.
But he's the smartest, but he's got a PhD. His social skills are fucking awful, though. I mean, like, almost offensively bad. It's crazy. Then you've got Leonard, who is – he's the most averagely rounded. He's got a PhD as well, and he's, like, got decent social skills. He's just a nerd. Howard is smart and he goes to space as an astronaut. He graduated from MIT, but he's only got a master's. He doesn't have a PhD. So he's probably the one that you are referring to as not that smart. But
I mean, getting a master's at MIT is pretty fucking smart. Jesus Christ. Fuck this show.
Yeah, exactly.
But they make fun of him
because he's not got a PhD.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
Does the girl have the PhD? The one from
the Priceline
commercials? You know, like the main girl.
God, no. She doesn't even have a college degree.
Is she dumb in the show?
She is. She's not dumb. She's like you and me.
A college degree, so.
Okay, yeah, but you know what I mean? It's not like you have a PhD or anything, you know. She starts off as an actress and ends up being a pharmaceutical saleswoman. Like, she's good at her job and she has drive, but she's not like.
What's her name?
Crazy smart. Penny.
Penny. Then that reminds me, happy International Women's Day to all the women.
That's
out there.
True.
There's a 0% chance. There's a woman that listens to us, by the way. 0% chance.
That is true.
0% chance.
That is correct.
Now, Venmo was trending today on Twitter. And I was like, that's weird. I wonder if, like, you know, because PayPal owns Venmo. And I was like thinking, like, startup, like, what happened in the Venmo world? I clicked on it and it was trending because basically a bunch of women were saying, if you want to show appreciation for women on national or international, you know, Women's Day, Venmo us. And there was just a bunch of people posting their Venmo names to get paid.
Speaking of International Women's Day, and
I kind of respect
stunts.
The move. I kind of respect it a little bit.
Did you see the Burger King tweet?
No. What'd they say?
They tweeted, "Women belong in the kitchen." But it's not what you think. They tweeted it.
We'd be talking about how Burger King just got canceled.
Yeah, well, okay, so I came across it organically. I didn't see an article or anything. And it said women belong in the kitchen. And I was looking at it and I was like, am I getting ultra weed hatered? Like, what's going on here? And I look, it's the official Burger King account. It's verified. So I click on the tweet, but then underneath it they say a field that is predominantly dominated by men is the cooking and culinary arts, blah, blah, blah. And they opened up a scholarship in the name of Women for International Women's Day. Oh. It was kind of like a cool, like,
smooth Burger King. Nice recovery.
But I couldn't believe what I just read initially. I thought that's not even bold. That's dumb. I cannot believe what I just read.
I don't eat Burger King anyway.
I ate Burger King for the first time during the pandemic in like years. And I got like a Bacon King burger. And the burger was gigantic. It was like bigger than both of my hands.
They are huge. The burgers are huge. I do remember that from eating it in high school. I did love Burger King in high school. I'd go there after soccer practice. They're huge. Absolutely.
So, I mean, man. What else we got?
Last thing that I have, at least, which it sounds like it's the last thing in the whole episode because you didn't come prepared, like always, with five topics.
I talked about the Big Bang. I could go on more about the Big Bang Theory. I thought that could take 30 minutes, but somebody has to cap me.
No, never mind. Okay. Cancel cartoon characters were also trending on Twitter today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And so I guess the trend is that because these are real cartoon characters that I guess are getting fucking deleted because of their, I don't know what the word, their old school characteristics. So one of the fucking characters, Pepe Le Pew, he got canceled. I guess he got canceled. I don't really know what that means. Because
like what, he was a misogynist?
Well, he's kind of like rape culture, I guess. You know, like he's like very persistent. He doesn't take no for an answer. He loves to just, you know, smooch people without consent. So,
okay, I guess
I'm just reporting the news. Okay,
I know. I'm trying to wrap my head around it right now, and I don't think I like it. I think I'm upset.
So I don't know what that means for a cartoon character because I don't remember the last time I actually saw Pepe Le Pew in a cartoon. He's just like one of those old school Looney Tunes or old school, like, you know, fucking, I think it's Looney Tunes. I don't know.
Everyone is upset about Lola Bunny having like, instead she's of wearing hot. A sports bra, Space Jam 2, she's wearing like an actual jersey in Space Jam 2. So everyone's upset.
She was hot. Have you seen that? No, I haven't, but she was so hot in Space Jam 1.
Of course she was.
Sheesh.
Sexual icon.
Sheesh. Okay, so here's what we'll do. I'm gonna give you 30 seconds while I read my list. Actually, I'll talk slow, so I'll give you 1 minute, and you're gonna come up with some cartoon characters that you would like to cancel. Okay?
I would like to cancel.
That okay. You would like to cancel. So I'm gonna read my list, and then we're gonna go to you. So obviously, I'm springing this on you last minute. You have 1 minute.
Yep.
Okay.
No, I'm all about it.
Top of my list, the cartoon character I would like to cancel is that fucking snitch from Recess, Randall.
Randall?
He's fucking snitch, dude. I fucking hated him. He needs to go.
Okay.
He needs to fucking go. Two is the host of Total Drama Island. I don't know his name. I don't know his name.
Chris?
Maybe. I don't know. I fucking hate that guy. I hate him. And it's not...
He's so funny.
I just don't like how he looks. I hate how he looks.
That's fine.
I fucking hate him. Kind of... I hate how he looks.
I used to watch Total Drama Island a lot when I was younger.
That doesn't surprise me.
What does that mean?
Three is that fucking bird... weird palm tree, I don't know what it is,
from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Coco.
Yep, Coco from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. I fucking hated her. I hated her, and all she said was Coco. That's all she said. I hated her.
Yeah, that is all she said. She laid eggs too.
Number four is Dee Dee from Dexter's laboratory.
Oh really? Why?
She was a fucking nosy ass bitch. What do you mean?
Of course she was.
She's always trying to get into fucking Dexter's business.
Dexter's laboratory.
Laboratory. Well, Dee Dee, what are you doing inside my laboratory? Dee Dee has to fucking go. And number five, and honestly, I'm putting this person at the very tippy top. So I had Randall from Recess as number one. This person, for whatever reason, I had at the very bottom of the list. He needs to be number one because he is the bane of my existence. I had to watch him because I was the oldest in my family and I had a bunch of younger siblings and I was way too old for this show, but I was still forced to watch it in the house.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah, sure.
You were the oldest. Was it Bob the Builder?
No, but think of some... Bob's tight. Don't fucking hate on Bob. Bob's tight. Think of someone who's a whiny little ass bald bitch.
Caillou.
Fucking Caillou, dude. I fucking hate Caillou. Caillou has got to fucking go.
There's a TikTok series of people who animate Caillou as like a young adult still living with his family and how he's still like whiny and his parents just do whatever he wants because they're scared he's going
to
freak
Please
out.
Please send that to me. Please send that to
I
me.
I will. All right. I've got my list.
Okay. Is it ranked?
So,
is it ranked?
No, these are just this is just in order I thought of them because I only had a minute.
Okay. I think I gave you like 2 minutes, by the way.
Well, first on my list is Ed from Edda and Eddy.
Wait. The leader?
No, not the leader. The dumb one.
Oh.
He was dangerous.
The double D?
Yeah, exactly. He was dangerous.
He was, dude. You got to watch out for Ed.
So we're getting him out of there. And then the next one is I got a twofer. I got Marvin Martian.
Marvin's tight. And
Invader Zim.
Invader Zim's fucking tight too. What are you doing?
They're great, but they're both illegal. They're both illegal aliens. You gotta get out of here. You're out.
All right, that was good.
All right, and then my final one is Fred.
Flintstone?
No. Fred from Coolsville.
Fred from Coolsville.
Scooby-Doo. Oh. Get him out of there. Listen, dude. He's always like, hey, Shaggy, Scooby, Velma, you guys go check the basement. Me and Daphne will check the bedroom.
Oh yeah, dude, he knew what he was doing. He's fucking sly. Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Orange ascot.
Yeah,
no room for that.
I was thinking Fred, and then I thought Fred Flintstone, and then I thought of for some reason, never mind. The Jetsons. I thought the dad was named Fred, but I think
I read
it's George.
It's amazing that you're bringing both the Flintstones and the Jetsons up because I read a. Read a fan theory on the internet 2 days ago that the Flintstones and the Jetsons take place in the same universe, but the Jetsons are rich people and the Flintstones are poor people down on Earth that, like, when the world went to shit, that they were left down there and that they happen at the same time.
I like that. I'd be
so that's canon now.
I'd be a Jetson. You'd be a fucking Flintstone, dude.
Yeah, I'd find your ass. Did you ever watch it was a Netflix show.
Orange is the New Black.
No, it was about in the future.
The 100.
You put your mind in like something called a stack and it was on your neck.
Yes, yes, I did.
Altered Carbon.
Yes, Altered Carbon.
The first season of that is so good.
I watched the first season. I'm assuming there are more seasons, but I haven't seen it.
There is a second season and it is not that good.
Have you watched it all?
No, that's how bad it is.
I cannot wait, and hopefully, I know this is optimistic, but I really hope that kind of technology exists in our lifetime so I can become immortal. That's all I care about. That's all I care about in life, and if I have to, I will freeze my body using Alcor cryogenics to make sure that my body is in pristine condition for reanimation in the future when we have that technology.
I just want to live forever.
That's what I'm saying, Andrew. We could be doing this for the rest of our lives, eternity.
I no longer want to live forever. You know what? That was fast. You should do that for a living.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
hit the showers because baths are for babies.